Welcome to Awesome Autism Tools. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to tell you about something really special that I've put together as a gift for you. Because I know so many of you want a little more peace, a little more support, and maybe a little bit more help from heaven in your everyday life. I have a free mini class called Ask Your Angels, They're Anxious to Assist. And it's honestly one of my favorite things that I've ever made. It is a simple five-part series that teaches you how to actually ask for angelic help in your parenting, your daily tasks, your worries, and even those moments when you feel totally alone. I share stories, tools, and the exact steps I use when I'm asking for angels in my own life. You can watch it or you can listen to it on a private podcast if you love learning on the go. So if you've ever wondered, are angels helping me or how do I ask for help and actually feel it? This is the class for you. It's totally free and you can join by clicking the link in the show notes or going to awesomeautismtools.com/angels. Today, I want to share some different thoughts that I've gathered over a few sessions I've done on the Hill with different children about how the Hill is similar to Minecraft. So this is kind of a compilation of a few different sessions I did, but what I've gathered and synthesized about how the Hill can be like Minecraft. One, it is a constructed world. The Hill is a consciously created space in the fourth dimension, a place for gathering, learning, and communication between spirits. This parallels Minecraft, where individuals construct entire worlds for others to explore and connect within. Then a quote, "There are many constructs of time and space that exist, that people build, that are meeting places, but they are places that we have built together." So it's a construct that I feel like the kids themselves are constructing, just like in Minecraft, kids are constructing different worlds. Two, everyone sees it differently. Just as players in Minecraft experience and interpret the same environment in unique ways, visitors to the Hill perceive it differently. Some may see it as a field or a hill, others a library or a skyscraper or something else entirely. And this is a quote. Someone might go there and say, this is the Hill. Someone might go there and say, this is a field. It is an energetic place where spirits can commune together. End quote. So interestingly, for this specific session, when I went to the Hill, I didn't see a skyscraper. That is how I normally see it. Rather, I was in a field, and there was still an elevator, which makes me think that this specific child was pre-planning teaching me this concept, which is fascinating. Number three, it is on a quote-unquote server. It's a shared reality. These spiritual meeting places are like Minecraft servers, distinct, co-created spaces that allow people from different physical locations and experiences to gather and interact in the same realm. It's like there is a server called The Hill, and people can literally meet there. Just like my son here in Utah can go on Minecraft and connect on a realm or a private server and play with his friend that's living in California. They can then construct things together or construct different things, but in the same realm, and then go interact when they want. So for instance, my son might be building a ship and his friend might be building a building at the same time in the same realm, and then they'll go see what each other has built. Number four, creativity and purpose. Just as Minecraft allows players to build with intention, they can craft farms, cities, or entire worlds, these spiritual gathering spaces are built with emotional and spiritual purpose or intention, allowing for connection, learning, and healing. Number five, it is accessible, but it requires intent. While anyone can build in Minecraft, not everyone chooses to or knows how. Likewise, accessing places like the Hill requires pure intent, focus, and an open heart. It is not about physical travel, but tuning into a shared energetic frequency. And this makes me think of another session where I asked one of the non-speakers, why can't all speakers go to the Hill? or maybe it was more specifically, why don't all non-speakers go to the Hill? And this is what this non-speaker said. He said, think of the Hill like Minecraft. To reach it, you need awareness, intention, and a kind of spiritual login. Just like in Minecraft, you must know that the game exists. You have to have the tools to enter it. You have to download it on your computer or put it in your gaming program, and then be connected to others on the same server. Some non-speakers are born remembering, arriving with a soul memory of how to access realms like the Hill. Others discover it later through an awakening to it of some sort, like moments between sleep and wakefulness, or being gently shown the way by someone who sees them from the Hill. And remember, not everyone sees the Hill the same. It's not the same Hill. It's a co-created realm that adapts to each child. He pointed out, again, this is a different child, but some may see it like a field, a library, or a beach, but the energy is the same. It's love, and it's connection, and it's communion. The telepathy tapes have helped many children discover the Hill for the first time. It helps them remember that it's something that is there, and others are still finding their way. But the Hill is always there, inviting, waiting, and ready. Another fun thing is that Jay created me an office on the Hill, and one time when I went there, there was an old computer with Minecraft on it, and it's funny because it looked like one of those old computers with the fat back, you know? And it was probably a computer from pre-Minecraft time, but it was a symbol of how the Hill is probably actually ancient. It's probably been around for a long time. Like Minecraft. Minecraft looks like it's from the 70s or 80s. I don't know. But it was probably created in the 2000s. So it was fun to have him put that there in the office for me to see. Like Minecraft was there in my office if the kids want to play on it. So to wrap up this idea of the Hill being like Minecraft, in essence, the Hill is like Minecraft because it is a co-created multi-dimensional world built from imagination, love, and connection. It can adapt to the viewer, inviting exploration, and can allow for deeply meaningful interaction beyond the physical, which was so true for my son when we moved here. He could still have deep, meaningful interactions with his friends in California via Minecraft. They could build and create together. And so I don't know if these kids are just teaching me about this Minecraft Hill connection because I could see that with my son, or if this thought could resonate with more of you. But that's why I chose to share it today. I'm so excited to announce I'm having an Angel 5-day Voxer group. A Voxer group is a small private chat where we all share the same space, kind of like a cozy living room, but you're on your phone. And you get to do it on your own time. There's no scheduled calls. There's no pressure. You just show up when you can, listen, and then you're able to share your thoughts and feelings. It's kind of like an interactive podcast. Inside this 5-day Angel Voxer group, you'll be able to hear short voice memos from me. You'll be able to share your own messages or questions. You can share your angel experiences. You can ask for prayers or support. We'll celebrate miracles together. And the other thing that I'll be doing is giving a daily prompt every day so that you can practice interacting and asking your angels for help. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm so excited to see you there. It will be December 8th through the 12th, and the link is in the show notes if you want to sign up. I hope to see you there.